I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Ghana's Christian population makes up over 70% of the country, and Crossroads Prison Ministries is calling on them to do prison outreach. Crossroads' Cynthia Williams says this is a crucial need in Ghana.
The prison services themselves receive very little support from the government. So any services provided for the prisoners really need to come out of another source. And this was one of the reasons for the trip, was to really encourage the local churches to step into that gap, to provide the basic essentials for holistic care of prisoners.
Crossroads is walking alongside the church, and the gospel is changing lives. But Williams says they can't do it alone. Find out how you can help at missionnews.org. You may be wondering what to do for your mom for Mother's Day. So would you consider a gift that not only honors your mom, but also helps another mother provide for her family? Donna Glass of India Partners shares Philemma's story from India.
She's only 38. She's been widowed for 15 years. So she became a widow when she was 23. She already had two children, a son and a daughter, and her husband died from a heart attack.
Additionally, Philemma had polio, meaning job opportunities were few. She did what she could to earn money, but it was never enough. So when she heard about India Partners Tailoring School, she took a chance. You can find out what happened at missionnews.org and also learn how you can support women like Philemma and advance the gospel, all with a Mother's Day gift. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a cookbook that helps you share the gospel just by cooking a meal. Get yours free when you click the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.